Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The World Health Organization says it was able to help evacuate more than a dozen patients from southern Gaza's largest hospital Sunday. The facility was taken over by Israeli forces amid the war against Hamas. NPR's Nurit Eizenman reports the agency is expressing grave concern, though, for the many patients who remain at the hospital.
Israeli troops launched their bid to control the hospital, known as Nasser Medical Complex, last Thursday, citing intelligence that Hamas was keeping the bodies of Israeli hostages on hospital grounds and launching attacks on Israel from the vicinity. WHO officials say they'd been requesting access for 2 days before their team was allowed to visit Sunday. The team was then able to assist with the removal of 14 critically ill patients to other medical facilities in Gaza, including Al-Aqsa Hospital and various field hospitals run by aid organizations. But WHO officials say they remain concerned about reports of serious supply shortages for about 180 patients who remain at Nasser Hospital. Nurit Eizenman, NPR News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange faces a 2-day hearing tomorrow in the UK over whether he should be extradited to the U.S. on spying charges. This case stems from WikiLeaks' publication in 2010 of hundreds of thousands of classified documents. Prosecutors accuse him of conspiring with Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to hack into a Pentagon computer and release secret files about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Manning's sentence was commuted, but Assange faces up to 175 years in prison if convicted. Mark Cuban's online pharmacy, known for its cut-price medicines, is adding name brands to its roster of generics, including Bayer. NPR's Sydney Lupkin has more.
Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban's online pharmacy, is adding Yaz birth control pills and Clemara for menopause to its lineup. Both drugs are made by Bayer. They'll now be available for a fraction of their list prices. Cost Plus skips middlemen called pharmacy benefit managers and publishes its discounts online. To Sebastian Guth, president of U.S. Pharmaceuticals at Bayer, the move is a business experiment.
As I look at our partnership with Cost Plus, I really look at this as a test and learn. It's a first initial step. We will learn and see what the results of this partnership are and may then decide to expand it further.
The drugs are both off patent and face generic competition. It will take a few months to see how the experiment works out. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Nikki Haley is using the closing days of her home state South Carolina GOP primary against Donald Trump to drive home the idea that she is the one who can unite Americans.
In a general election, we're given a choice. In a primary, we make our choice.
Trump has remained popular in South Carolina since his 2016 primary win in the state. Early voting is underway. That wraps up on Saturday. You're listening to NPR News. In Wisconsin, Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed a new legislative district map he proposed into law. Republicans who control the legislature passed them to avoid having the liberal-leaning state Supreme Court draw the lines. The new maps will be out in time for November's elections. This President's Day marks a year since former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care and 3 months since the death of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. At 99 years old, Carter is the oldest living president in history. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sophia Gratis has more from an annual event in the Carter's hometown.
At the Jimmy Carter National Historic Park, it's presidential historian Larry Cook's 13th year speaking on President's Day, on the same stage that Carter once walked across for his high school graduation. Cook remembers the Carters coming to see this talk.
As often as they could, President and Mrs. Carter would be right here in the front row.
Cook has studied presidents other than Carter, but, he says,
I'm particularly dedicated to promoting the legacy of Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter, because it's a unique legacy even within the presidency. So, yeah, I will do this as long as I'm able to talk, I will do this.
Officials at the park say they'll soon start planning for Carter's 100th birthday. For NPR News, I'm Sophie Gratis in Plains, Georgia.
Wall Street was closed today in observance of President's Day. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. Dow futures are down 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up a fraction. I'm Janine Herbst. And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.